Hey, today we're going to be speaking about continuing in Siman Sadi Vav's Halacha Aleph, also with Beis and Gimel, and we're going to talk today about Mechai Leil Shvach, part one, which is going to be a second part on Mechai Leil Shvach as well. And that is, we've been talking about Davacharv, and we heard in the past that there's a rule that if you take a Davacharv and you cut it with a non-kosher knife, then the Davacharv becomes treif, even though the knife was Eini Ben Yomer. So usually the din is that if something is, a kli is Eini Ben Yomer, the bleas that come out of that kli cannot affect something else. But in the case, if the bleas go into a Davacharv, it's cut, a Davacharv cuts that thing. I'm sorry. The bleas, right, the knife is Eini Ben Yomer, then the bleas become, are do affect the food and do make the Davacharv to be treif. Okay, I'll mention them piercing. Most poskim, it's a shayla, but most poskim assume that that's a din d'oraisa. Anyhow, so the word machaya, what does it mean, machaya le l'shvach? It makes it, it somethings it l'shvach, to make it better. I mean, not lefkam, as it usually would be. It usually not sound lefkam. Here we say, no, it makes it l'shvach. So Rashi says the word machaya means to sweeten. One of the mefarshim in the Medrash, the Matnas Karuna, points to Targum Yonason in Shoftim, where it says, Ma Masek Midvash, Bishimshon, it says, Ma Masek Midvash, and the Targum says, Ma Choli Midvsha. Okay, so the word Chol, Machayo, Choli means to be sweet. Okay, so it means it sweetens it. It sweetens, so that we have this thing that's Lefkam, which would be negative, it would be bad, and now it's sweetened, meaning it makes it positive. Okay, makes it into a positive taste, so therefore the din of Netzal Lefkam doesn't apply. Okay, so how does that work? What does that mean? That the Davacharv somehow magically takes this thing that was Tam Lefkam and makes it and sweetens it and makes it Lishvach. Okay, now I actually have a thought, which I'm not going to mention now, a thought about a scientific explanation of how that works. I'm only mentioning it. I don't believe it's correct because it's some of the dynamo that doesn't apply to. But for people who feel more scientifically, they say, well, how could that possibly work on from a scientific perspective? I actually have a theory of how it could work scientifically. Again, it doesn't work out with all the pratim of the din, so I'm not going to say it, but just to show that there's such a, you know, even for the scientific minds out there, there is a way to understand how that could work. But anyhow, let's see if we could try to figure out how it works. Okay, we're going to say, I'm going to mention a reason. Next time, Mr. Shem, I'm going to mention other reasons. And we'll see then next time some actually nafkaminas for it. But let's say the reason like this. Prima Gaon says like this. The introduction to the reason is going to come from the Prima Gaon. The Prima Gaon says that this that we say, that Mechai L'Shvach can, a Davacharv can be Mechai L'Shvach, and it could take this bad taste and make it L'Shvach, the taste that would be Lefkam L'Shvach. He says that's only true if the Tam is still. The tam is lefkam, it's negative, but it's not inedible. Okay, he says is if it got to the point was the Michael hanifsam ochel odam, if the thing had become completely inedible, not just that it's lefkam, it has an off taste or makes a negative taste into this specific wood, it was completely inedible. If that's what were to happen, then it can't be mechai l'shvach. It's not isra at all anymore. This is also Ritva who seems to say it like that. It's not isra at all anymore. It's not isra, and therefore there's nothing, you can't save it. There's nothing to be mechai l'shvach. That's just an introduction. So what we're focusing on is that mechai l'shvach works is the food is l'maisa, it's edible. And it's also, but it would give a negative taste into the food that we have over here. Okay, it would be nice time of kam. So I think that we can find an explanation for how Mechai Leil Shvach works in the Ra'ah. The Mishkan of Yaakov brings it. The Ra'ah is in Beit HaKabayis. And the Mishkan of Yaakov is in Shul Lam Gimel. And I'm going to explain how that would work according to this Ra'ah with the Mishkan of Yaakov. It happens to be that they're going within a specific shita, a shita that holds, we've talked about this, and we'll talk more next time about it, that Mechai Leil Shvach is only for chiltus specifically. That's the case where the Gemara says it's for a chiltus and not for other things. We hold halacha that applies to all Davacharv, so I'm going to say according to that. And I'll mention, as I'm about to start this, is that what the Mishkan Sakra says, again, within the Ra'ah, that there are reasons to think that the Raman, Pirshon Mishnayos, and the Chazon Ish also would say the same thing. They say things that I don't think it's as clear, but knowing what the Mishkan Yaakov says, quoting the Rambam, makes you think that that's what they had in mind also. They say like this. Davacharov, the fact that it has such an acerbic taste, it's so sharp or sour or whatever taste of whatever version of charv it is, the fact that it has such a sharp taste, it makes it that the food itself, it takes away from how desirable the food is. Think about an onion. Okay, the onion is really sharp taste, or a chalta has a really sharp taste to it, so that's, you know, it's edible or it's usable, but the fact that it's so sharp, and that a little bit detracts from the value of the food that it has over here. Okay, now, we could counteract that negative aspect that there is to this davar charif by adding just about, diluting it in just about anything. Anything that's not charif that we mix into this food will dilute the sharpness of it. So this negative quality that the davar charif has, again, it's edible and it's perfectly fine, but it has a little bit of a negative quality to it. We can counteract that negative quality by mixing in just about anything else into it. Because by diluting it, it won't be as strong. It will be less charf than it was. So what happens is that when we take the tam that's lefgam that's absorbed into the knife, that tam that's in there mellows the davar charif tam, the charifus of the davar charif. And so from that perspective, even though in theory this ein binyan tam is nes tam lefgam, but in this situation it's not, because in this situation the benefit that it's giving to us is which mellows out the charifas of the other food, overall makes it that we've upgraded the taste of the davar charif. We had a benefit to it, a benefit to it, and therefore it's mechayel leshvach. It overall is considered to be nes tam leshvach. And in fact, if you look at the Gemara says about the chiddush, it says it's kin nes tam leshvach with a chaf at the beginning. It's like it's nes tam leshvach, which is to say it's not the traditional nes tam leshvach, which is adding this ingredient to that food makes it taste better. But in this case, it's overall. It usually this would be lefkam, but in this case, it is nes tam leshvach, and therefore. It makes the food usher. Now I'll just mention two things as we're saying this, is that one is there's going to be a din sim kuf gimel about this, which is what ends up something is a little bit lefkam, a little bit lishvach, but overall it gives you a benefit that this might be an example of that. I'll mention that just quickly. And second is that we have to remember that we only have to have a possibility that it's better. I mean, sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. Even the possibility is enough to make the food usher, because otherwise we can't take advantage of the nezam of gam unless we're sure that's going to happen. Okay, anyhow, so this is a hesber from, it's a ra'ah, as explained by the Mishnah Yaakov. And again, I said maybe others may say the same thing as well. That's what we're going to say for today. That will be enough for a reason. Next time we're going to talk about another reason, about other explanations for how Mahalalel might work, and we'll see if Pasma Nafkami is that. Okay, now, let's move on. We've spoken about in the past, that the Gemara says, I'm going to break it down to three rules that have to do with, double harf. One is, that Duchah the Sakina, Duchah the Sakina, can get the first is Duchah the Sakina can get tam from a tznoin or a chiltas. Those are two gemaras, even though there's no heat. So one is that the duchka gets tam out of these foods even though there was no heat. Usually you need to, for tam to transfer, it needs to be heat. In this case, tam can transfer even without heat. That's one thing. Next thing is the gemara says there's no nat bar nat for a tznoin that was cut with a fleshing knife. Right? That's a din. Even though it was cut with a fleshing knife, really we should say nat bar nat, and it shouldn't. You should be allowed to eat it with dairy. We say no, this not for not does not apply because the tznayim was cut with a fleshig knife. Okay, so one gemara said duchka for tznayim and chultas. Two different gemaras. One din that comes out of the gemaras is that duchka draws time out even that heat. Din number two is that not for not doesn't apply for tznayim that was cut with a fleshig knife. That's the second one. And the third is that there's a din of mechayel leshvach when you cut a chultas with an ene ben yomrei non kosher knife. Okay, that was a gemara chultas. That now we just draw the time out, but it's mechayel leishvach for those dinim. Now, in those two gemaras, I said three dinim, but they're really two gemaras. the Gemara seems to connect the din to the fact that the chilt is under tzniun achar. Each one of them it says is, since it's charav, therefore this and this thing. Okay? But there's really a machlokes rishonim whether it applies to all the charav or just these specific cases. If there's lemaisa, the Gemara says that chilt is and tzniun, but it's a machlokes rishonim, does it apply to only to those specific things? That's where the Gemara said it. Or does it apply to any davar charav? And the reason for that is because the Gemara seems to connect it to being charav. And it says, since the charav, therefore, it has these properties. Okay, there's a machlokes rishonim about that. Okay, we've mentioned that. Now, how do the Mechaber and the Rama argue on that? I'm passing on that. So for the first and the second din, the Mechaber and the Rama are clear that the chulas akina can get time out of any davar charav, even without any heat, and that not barnat does not apply when you do that. Okay, those are basically beferish dinim in the Mechaber and the Rama, that the first one and the second halacha, duchel sakini kedua tam, if it's and not barnat doesn't apply when it's a double charav. Okay, now what about the third din, which it is about mechayel leshvach? The Rama is clear again that it applies to every double charav, not only to chilfus, it applies to all double charav. The Mechaber's sheet is not as clear, and that's as follows. In Simon Tzadivav Halacha Aleph, he brings 2 days about whether Machai L'Shvach is for all things or not, but he says that, the way he says it implies that he's being makel, and that's only for Chiltus. Because he brings the first day as, the day that he brings the Stam, and that first is the day that says that it's only for, that there's no Dinah Machai L'Shvach for Davar Charav. And then he brings the Yeshayimim, that it applies, for Davar Charav is, this Machai L'Shvach. The Din of Chiltus is in Kofi Dalet. Okay, that's in a completely different din. But in Simon Tzadivav, the Mashmois in Halacha Aleph is that Machai L'Shvach only applies to Chiltus. And then, again, if you look at Halacha Gimel, in Simon Tzadivav Halacha Gimel, he says that he talks about grinding spices, I mean, a double harv, in a fleshy grinder. So he says is you should only don't eat them with milchigs if the grinder had been used for meat within the past 24 hours. Why do I care if it's 24 hours? But for Mechai L'Shvach, that's because Mechai L'Shvach is only for Chiltus and not for other double charav. So this is not Chiltus, this is just grinding some spices, so therefore Mechai L'Shvach does not apply. So in Halacha Aleph, he brought both days, but he brought it in a way that was mashma that he's Mekel, I mean, he says it only for Chiltus, and Halacha Gimel, he's even more clear that it's only for chiltus, meaning for every other davar charav it doesn't apply. Okay, that's fine if you're learning Simon Tzadivav. But the problem with the Taz and the Shach both ask is that, well, if you turn a few pages to Simon Kuf Gimel, he says the following din, almost exact same din as he said here in Halacha Gimel. There it's in Kuf Gimel, it's all above over there. There he says is, if you have hot peppers that were cooked, would mean another davar charav, that were cooked in a non-kosher pot, the peppers become non-kosher because of the din of Mechai L'Shvach, even if the pot is in the Binyan Mari. Okay, so that's saying that the din of Mechai L'Shvach applies to any davar charav, not just the chutz, it doesn't say chutz, it does talking about peppers over there. So which one is it? In Simon Tzadivav, he says Mechai L'Shvach is applies only to chutz. And in Simon Kuf Gimel, he says it applies to every davar charav. Okay, so that's the Taz and Shach is that question. Okay, and they don't answer, they don't give an answer. The most is that the Shach says is that Lamais is the Rama is machmir on this, as I told you before, and the Rama is machmir that applies to all davar charav, and that's what you should do. The Shach says v'chein das kol achrayim v'chein noyegim. That's what you should do, which is that he's not answering the stira in the Mechaber between Sim and Tzadivav and Sim and Kuf Gimel. He doesn't answer the stira, and he says, but you should be machmir like the Rama. Okay, so for us right now, it's just a theoretical question. What does the Mechaber hold? Okay, so the Prima Gadamah gives an answer to explain why the Mechaber seems to be soicer himself from Simon Tzadivav to Simon Kuf Gimel. And he says like this. As a rule, he says the Mechaber is machmir, and says is that Mechai L'Shvach applies to any davar charav. And the only reason why in Simon Tzadivav he's being makel is because in Simon Tzadivav, he's talking about Simon Tzadivav is in Basa B'Cholov, it was cut with a fleshig knife or a milchig knife. That's what the dinam are talking about. And that's the reason why he's being miracle, because in that case, we have two things that have to happen, two shilas that we have to be machmir on in order to make the food fleshig or milchig. One is we have to say Mechayel Shvach, that we've been talking about. And the other is we have to say that the Davar Charav voids the Narpanad. It makes it that there's no din of Narpanad. Now, to each one of those, we're machmir, as I mentioned beforehand, we're machmir about Narpanad. I told you, the Mechayel is machmir, but that Narpanad does not apply for a Davar Charav. The Mechayel says that straight out, that Narpanad doesn't apply for a Davar Charav. And he says in Sim Kuf Gimel that Mechayel Shvach applies for all Davar Charav. Okay, so he's not mikul. On both of those dinim, he's machmir, even if it's not just a chiltus. But if they happen together, then the machaber says you don't have to be machmir. So in Simkuf Gimel, it says that if you have a davar charav, you cut with a treif knife. So then we say machayel l'shvach because we just have one din. We just have the din. We have just a question of should be machayel l'shvach by a davar charav, by all davar charav, and he's machmir on that din. He also says that Naparnat doesn't apply by Davar Charav. That was in Tzadi Bav also. He says Naparnat doesn't apply for Davar Charav if it's Ben Yarmai. But one is they have both together. If the knife is in the Ben Yarmai, and it's only a shayla of meat or milk, meaning it's Naparnat, a shayla of potential Naparnat, then we are not machmir for both shitas, and therefore we are makel to say is, you don't have to be choshesh that not both of these things, Naparnat, and in the Ben Yarmai, both of them don't apply by other things, and therefore you could be Mekal. Okay, so that Supreme Court is being Miyashiv, the Mechaber, to say that the difference is, because in Simon Tzadivav is in Hilchot Basa B'chalav, Simon Kuf Gimel is in Hilchot Taruvas, so Taruvas means of Isser, so in Basa B'chalav, we could be Mekal because we have two Machlokas and we have to be Machmir about Davar Charav. And in Simon Kuf Gimel, we're going to be Mekal because there's only one Machlokas in Machmir. That's it. Okay, that's the Supreme Court's Yishuv for the Mechaber. Now, the Supreme Court says, but I have to just tell you something. All of this that I'm telling you is all in the sheet of the Mechaber. That's very nice that the Mechaber holds that when there's two din together, we're not going to be machmir. He says, but the Ramah, the din is like the Ramah, who's machmir even when both come together. Okay, even if they both happen together, the Ramah is clear that he's machmir even when they both come together. Okay, and the Supreme Court says, and that's what you should do. I'm just being yash of the Mechaber, like that. Okay. That's what the Prima Gaon says, that the din is like this, but and as I said to you before, and then the Shach says it himself, he says, Kol Achronim, what do you say? To be Machmer, the Shach doesn't point out that it's both together, but that's the case he's talking about, where they're both together. But on that thing, the Beis Meir says that no, it's a misreading of the Ramah. The Ramah didn't mean is that it's also b'diavad. The Ramah just means that l'chatchilu you shouldn't do it. L'chatchilu you shouldn't cut it double charef if it's in the Ben Yarmai, with plans of eating it with milchigs. But if it already happened, then he said, but yeah, but you could be makel. He says, the same thing as, the same logic, he doesn't quote the Prima Gaon, but he's the same idea as the Prima Gaon, that when the two didn't come together, not Barnat and Mechayel Shvach, to say both of those for Davar Charav, that but the Eved, you don't have to be makel. You have to be makel v'chatchil, and that's what the Ramah meant, but you don't have to be makel v'diyev. Now, those who disagree with the Beis Meir say, you know, that's all very nice if you're learning Simon Tzadi Vav, but if you look at the Simon Tzadi Hey, in Halacha Beis, the Ramah seems to be very clear that he's machmir even in cases of B'diyeva. Okay? But that's what the Beis Meir says. Now, this case that we just described is a very common case. It's one of the most common cases of a Davar Charav Shailas that come up in a kitchen, which is somebody cut an onion with a fleshing knife, not realizing what they were doing. They cut it with a fleshing knife, and they put it into a soup with milchigs. Or the other way around, they cut it with a milchig knife, and they put it into the chicken soup. Okay? They cut it with davar charav, with a knife, and the knife was eni ben yarmai. Most knives in a kitchen are eni ben yarmai. You know, the yastam kelo, eni ben yarmai. So we're dealing with, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a knife that's eni ben yarmai, and we want to be, in order to be machmir, we have to say two things. We have to be machmir and say is mechai le shrach for all davar charav, and we have to say there's no not bar not for any davar charav, not just for chiltus and tznayim. So we have to be machmir about both of those. So the all paiskim, aside from the Beis Meir, everyone who we mentioned beforehand would say is the soup is treif. You made this onion, is there, even though it's already in the soup, it makes no difference. The onion from the fleshik knife in the milchik soup, or the onion from the milchik knife in the fleshik soup, it would be treif, and the Beis Meir is going to be mekel. The Beis Meir says, b'diavad, that you did it already, you could be mekel even if you have both of these together, not Barna and in the Binyamin. Okay? So, and I'll mention that, you know, as I mentioned, this is the Beis Meir who argues, Rav Chaim Friedman says that Rav Palm used to be make like this base mayor, and Rav First says that Moshe was make as well also. So there's basis of be make like the base mayor. Lots, as I mentioned, lots of people said not like the base mayor. The Ramah himself seems to say pretty clearly and soundly, hey, not like the base mayor. But such is the sheet of the base mayor. And there are those who rely on it, the Maisa, again, the whole base mayor is the case of the Evan. So there are those who rely on it when it comes up. Now, I just mentioned the most, what I think is the most common cases of double harv is at homes, at least Machai and Shrach come up for onions. But in industrial settings, it comes up in homes also, but in industrial settings, the more common issue that we have is with vinegar. And that is like this. When you have vinegar, or food together with vinegar, like a pickle, sitting in a non-kosher tank for long enough to become kavush. So kavush is a way for time to transfer with that heat. So it sits in for long enough that it becomes kavush. Excuse me. There's no heat or duchat zakin, it's just kavush. So it says like this. The Rama says that even if the tank is in a binyama, which is, it's automatic, I'm sorry, even if the tank is in a binyama, still the vinegar becomes treif. This Rama is in Simon Kuf Chaf Beis. Okay, it's a simon about Ein Binyama. The Rama says that the vinegar becomes treif because the chorif taste of the vinegar is machai le'lishvach, the Ein Binyama. So vinegar sat, or pickles and vinegar, sat in a treif tank, and by the time the blias came out, it was Ein Binyama. The din is that the food is treif b'dieved, even though it's Ein Binyama, because it's machai le'lishvach. Okay, and the same thing happens, I'm talking about industrial, but it happens in homes also. The same thing, I put pickles and their brine, I just put the whole pickle and it's all of its juice into a milk container. So now the milk container is Ein Binyama. If it sits there for long enough to become kavush, then you can't put those pickles into a meat salad because the pickles have become milchigs. And it's mechayel leshvach, and there's no napranat, and therefore you can't put them into a meat salad. Okay, now, all of that I just said so far seems pretty straightforward. But there is a dissenting opinion. Okay, and in order to explain that, I have to tell you another machlokes, and that is about how quickly kavush of vinegar happens. Okay, we'll talk about that in Mr. Shem and Sim Kofei, but the simple rule is like this. Kavush as a rule takes 24 hours. So if I have water or juice sitting in a tray of container, it takes 24 hours for the bleed to happen. Okay, now that means that it's automatic that when you do kavush, the bleeds are going to be lefgam. But okay, that's what kavush takes 24 hours for put time in or to take time out. The Mechaber says in some kofei that if brine, which means a very salty mixture, brine or vinegar are exceptions to the rule. And for them, kavush happens in a much faster time, called Kadesh Yamar al Ishri Asiyach, however long it takes to heat it up in the fire, which we say means 6 to 18 minutes. A very short amount of time. So according to the Mechaber, excuse me, sorry about that. According to the Mechaber, those things have kavush, quick kavush, and the Shach says, no, he said, it's true that for brine you have quick kavush in this 6 to 18 minutes, but for vinegar it takes full 24 hours. And the Magen Avraham, now it goes for Shor HaChaim, the Magen Avraham says that you should be machmir like the Mechaber. Okay, the Magen Avraham says you should be machmir like the Mechaber, that even vinegar has this quick kavush. Okay, so we have just some cheetahs over here, a machlokes of whether kavush for vinegar happens very quickly, or happens in the regular 24 hours. And the Magen Avraham and the Mechaber said that it happens quickly, and the Shach says that it takes the full 24 hours. Now, the Chazanish says like this, let's go look at how the Magen Avraham says this. The Magen Avraham says something really unusual. He says, Ulachain, if Amar Bekli Chametz, if the vinegar sat in a Chametz de Kekli Ben Yom, right? A Chametz de Kekli was Ben Yom. Vesha Besochet Kitei Shitno Al Or V'Yarsiach, it sat on the fire for long enough, for this short amount of time, and I just told you, 6 to 18 minutes, so kavush happens. Asur Medina. So then the vinegar becomes Chametz de Kekli, and the vinegar can't be used on Pesach. Okay, so he just said was, since I hold that, since the din is that vinegar makes quick kavush, so if it's sat even for a couple of minutes, it'll happen, which is very easy to happen. It doesn't have to take 24 hours, just a couple of minutes, it'll be kavush, and that vinegar will not be allowed to use on Pesach. Okay, so Chazanish says, okay, Din-wise, it makes sense. But why does the Magen Avraham say that the Kli had to be Ben-Yom? He says, Ochein Amad B'Kli Chametz Ben-Yom. Why does he say it has to be Ben-Yom? What happens to the Din-Machai Le-Lishvach? Which is, let's say it had been Eina Ben-Yom. Let's say the Kli was Eina Ben-Yom. So what's the difference? If it's Eina Ben-Yom, Lamaisa, the Tam is going to come out, will be Eina Ben-Yom, but the vinegar will be Machai Le-Lishvach. So the Chazan says, you see from here that the Magen Avraham holds that vinegar is not considered Charev. So as soon as it's not Charev, it can't be Machai Le-Lishvach. So that's why he had to pick a case that it was Ben Yomim, because it would be any Ben Yomim, then it would not be Mechayel Lishvach, because it's not Harf at all. Okay? So the Chazan says, not only, he says, if that's what the Magen Avraham says, he says, if that's what the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham is the Machmir, who says that vinegar has a quick kavush, he says the Shach, who says that vinegar does not have a quick cover, it takes a full 24 hours, so the way the Chazon Ish is seeing that, it's even less charef, that's what, it's even less strong than the Magen Avraham holds, so the Chazon Ish, the Shach should surely agree with him. I mean, he has no idea that the Shach agrees. He says, but if the Magen Avraham says this, the Shach, who's so to speak the more makel in these overall dinim, should even be more makel. Okay? Excuse me. So the Chazon Ish says that this din that he's saying, that vinegar is not charef, he says it's sort of like an extension of the shayla we had before and about whether vinegar is mechayel l'shvach. Whether only chiltus is mechayel l'shvach. He says, although we're machmir that everything is mechayel l'shvach, he says, but we're a little conservative about how we decide what's charef. We don't take everything as charef, and that's why he would say that vinegar should not be. But at the same time, Lamaisa, it's a question of the Chazon Ish. He's saying that even the Shach should say this, that vinegar is not charev. When Lamaisa, the Shach says in a few different dinim, Samach Tez, and in Tzimin Tzadi Rav a little later, he says that it's charev for other dinim. He uses vinegar as an example of a double charev. Okay, anyhow, so back to our Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, makes his deacon the Magen Avraham. He wants to spill it over to the Shach also, but his ikkar point is coming from the Magen Avraham. So that's a Chazon Ish question. And the Chazon Ish therefore says it must be that he holds that vinegar is not charev. So this question that I just mentioned, this Chazon Ish question, he's not the first one to ask that question. The Chof Yaakov and the Kvig are right there on the spot. Both of them look at this moment and say, what is he talking about? Why did he say that it's Benyamin? Why not be even Benyamin should have the same din in it? Okay? So they look at it and they say, this doesn't make any sense. L'chayra, the din should be is, and they say, the din should be is, even if it's any Ben Yom. Meaning, they're not accepting, they say, we don't know why the Magen Avraham says that, but whatever reason, it doesn't make any sense. We shouldn't agree that should be the din, and it should be Mechayel L'Shvach, even if it's any Ben Yom. So Pim Godin says, I'll tell you, I'll answer you why the Magen Avraham says, this case like this, that it was Ben Yom. And he says, what he says here, is reminiscent of what I just mentioned to you a minute ago, how the Pim Godin was Miyashiv, the Mechaber. And that is like this. He said, when we were talking about the Mechaber in Simon Tzadivar versus Kuf Gimel, we said that the Mechaber holds you could be Mekel if we have two things together. If we have Eina Ben Yomim and Nat Barnat, then we're Mekel. Should we say for every double Charev should be Mechayel L'Shvach and avoid and get past Nat Barnat? So the Mechaber says you could be Mekel and the Ramah says you should be Machmer. And that's what we said a minute ago. How are people going to answer that? So here in Or Chaim, he says, I'm going to tell you what the Magen Avraham means. The Magen Avraham also agrees to the Ramah, that if there's two things, you have to be Machmir. But in this case, it's because there are three things to be Mekel, three Shailas. And since there are three Shailas, that's why the Magen Avraham is Mekel, which are the three Shailas, a convergence of these three Shailas. If it's Eina Ben Yomim, and this question of Nat Barnat, that has to do with because Chametz before Pesach is considered qualifies for a Nat Barnat. That's for a different day. But so if it's Eina Ben Yomim, and it's a case of Nat Barnat, both of those things, to say that for a regular double harv, and to say that we should say quick kavush for double harv, for vinegar, again, remember, that's a machlokes, whether you say quick kavush for vinegar or not. So if we have all three of those together, that's the case that the Magen Avraham wants to be mikel on. That to say that it's only if it's ben yoyma. You don't have to be machlokes for three things, to say quick kavush for vinegar, and no not barnat for all double harv, and mechayel l'shvach for all double harv. That you don't have to be, that's what the Magen Avraham means, only if it's ben yoyma. But if you're missing any of those three, then you're back to the regular dinim that vinegar is charev. So essentially, that's an answer for the Magen Avraham. Again, it's along the lines of how the Prim Godin himself answered them, the Shulchan Aruch, and it's along the same lines. But the point basically is, it's got a very, very specific case that the Magen Avraham is being makel about. And it's not that the Magen Avraham holds that vinegar is not charif. Yeah, in almost every situation, vinegar is going to be considered charif, except for this very specific one, and this very specific application is where the Magen Avraham is going to be makel. Now, all these people I'm mentioning to you who are disagreeing with Chazon Ish are all very consistent with the Ramah, who said, as I mentioned, the Ramah says that vinegar can be mechayev l'shvach. Okay, the Ramah is straight out in Kuf Chaf Beis that vinegar could be mechayev l'shvach. Okay, not like what the Chazon Ish is saying. And also, this now we go just, you know, jump a few hundred years. The Mishnah Berurah brings like that. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah rules that like the shach, that coverage of vinegar takes 24 hours. Okay, and there's no quick coverage. He doesn't pass like the Magen Avraham on that part of it. So that means it's automatic that if you have vinegar in a chametz kli, it's automatically going to take 24 hours for, I'm sorry, it's automatically going to be in the binyamim by the time comes out. Because if it takes 24 hours for coverage, then it's going to always be in the binyamim by the time the time gets out, because it took 24 hours. So he says, but the Mishmur says, okay, so it takes 24 hours for it to come out. He says, but you should know that's not going to help you when it's vinegar. Because for vinegar, it's going to be mechayel l'shvach. So it does take 24 hours, like the shach says. It takes 24 hours for the time to come out. But vinegar is charef, and therefore, but when the time comes out, it will be mechayel l'shvach and make it usher, even though it's in the binyamin. Okay, so he's saying, again, not like this Chazon Ish. Erbelsky and others have all accepted what the Mishnah Berurah says, again, which we mentioned, many who say like that, which are an implicit rejection of this Chazon Ish, and they say that vinegar is considered harder for these dinim, and it can be mechayel l'shvach. Okay, in Ritz Hashem, we'll speak about it next time. We'll see rayas of other people, even other rayas, to this idea that mechayel l'shvach even applies to vinegar, but that's enough for today.